Hey guys, Kill Stokes here. In today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk about... Sorry, got distracted. Actually, that's what we're talking about today. Distractions in trading. We're going to walk you through kind of a system that we use with our clients to help put a process, a routine in place that will help with consistency in your trading and also help you avoid those evil trading distractions. Bon appetit. So it looks like we have structure. We have RSI overbought, and that's about it so far. So the next question is, what do we need as your minimum CTS score? And are there any mandatory requirements of the CTS that you need to happen in order to take the trade? And you may not have, if you're not trading it, you may not have these answers, but these are the things you need to consider. Do I have a minimum score? Do I have to have a score above 4? Do I have to have a score above 5? Do I have to have a score above 3? Whatever that number is for you. Does this situation meet those requirements? And if not, what else can potentially happen that can meet those requirements? For example, if we do get a double top, then you can add another point there. You can probably have RSI divergence that will give you some more points that may get you above the line. So start thinking in the future about what you may get as a CTS trader. And then also, are there requirements? So for example, you know, do you have to have structure? Do you have to have the RSI overbought? Do you have to have a double top? Do you have to have divergence? Do you have to have a AB equals CD pattern? Are there any mandatory requirements that you have for your CTS system? And of course, and some of these things may overlap, the next question is, what at this level, assuming we're holding this level, what would you need to enter the trade? And some of that will go hand in hand with your CTS mandatory requirements. So for example, when I used to CTS trade, I needed a double top. I needed the RSI to be overbought. I needed a double top and I needed RSI divergence in order to enter a trade, right? And the double top and whatever was my reason for entry, but that was also part of my CTS. So that was part of that mandatory requirement. So I automatically got 3 points from those because I needed that for my entry. So no matter what else I had, structure, blah, 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 I needed, those were my entry reasons. That was automatically kind of built in. So some of it will overlap as well. So you can kind of start projecting, I guess, future points in that aspect if you know you need a specific thing for entry. Would you use a candlestick pattern for points, possibly also like a high test or a 3-bar? I didn't. You could though. Yeah, you could put those into your CTS score. So you could put a high test candle, pin bar, psychological numbers. A lot of people will put into their CTS system. Inside bar is something. I don't know if inside bar would be in a CTS. Inside bar is valuable information. I don't know if it would be valuable as far as a CTS trade because it doesn't really tell you much about the direction. But yeah, certainly like a pin bar. A pin bar is something because that's so here's a question that you want to ask for your CTS, right? The CTS is taking compliant technical score system, is taking all these elements of analysis and putting them together in a way that you can quantify them and be consistent in your analysis. So the question that you'd want to ask is like, hey, does structure give me a clue about the direction, about the trading opportunity? Well, yes, right? Does RSI overbought give me a clue about the trading opportunity? Yes, right? So all these things, Fibonacci, yes. AB equals CD, yes. Divergence, yes. All these things provide clues about the trading opportunity. So when you're thinking about adding stuff to your CTS or subtracting stuff as well, if you don't use it, like if you don't care about AB equals CD, take them out, who needs them, right? Does a psychological number add a clue for the trading opportunity? Well, yeah. Would a pin bar or a high test candle, however you want to phrase it, does that add a relevant clue to your trading opportunity? Well, I would say yeah, right? How's a pin bar any different than a double top, right? They're both a candlestick formation or a single candlestick and a candlestick combination that give you a specific clue of a specific directional buy. So yeah, I think adding a pin bar would be fine. I think, who's it? David said a three bar reversal would be fine. Now, the hard part is, I guess the harder part would be giving them a score. And someone asking me how much you value it, right? Like, you know, if I had to think about it right now, I'd give a pin bar 1 point, where I'd probably give a three bar reversal 2 points. Because what tells me more about the potential direction of the move, a pin bar or a three bar reversal? For me, it would be a three bar reversal, because a three bar reversal includes a lower low, lower close, which is a greater clue of a potential turnaround versus just a single pin bar. So maybe a pin bar is worth 1 point, three bar reversal is worth 2 points. A lot of it will depend on your value as well. Again, AB equals CDs are traditionally worth 2 points, right? But if you don't really care about harmonic moves, AB equals CDs, right? Or maybe, you know, if you don't care about them, that you can eliminate them from your CTS fully. Or you're like, yeah, they're there, but they're not too important. Make it 1 point. So you want to customize that CTS based on what you value in the market. But yeah, the key, I think the bigger thing with the CTS is, instead of looking at it as like, hey, there's this checklist of things, and this being a checklist that's written in stone, the main part of the CTS is to develop consistency in what you're looking at and, I guess, the way you're looking at it. So it's the process that is more important than the actual parts of it. So we always encourage traders to feel free in customizing it. Take what you personally value in the market and CTS it. Assign it a score and make sure you look for those things each and every time. Ideally in the same order. You don't have to, I guess, but that builds a really, really good routine. To this day, I still draw things in the exact same order, always. I always go structure first. AB equals CD, then fibs. I don't use AB equals CD as much. I'm kind of getting out of that. But for the longest time, I did the same order every time. Toby says, I would like to create a CTS, but haven't done so next. I need to circle back to the video. Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's more of the routine. So think about it like this. If we're going through that IPDE process, right? Identify, predict, decide, execute. The value of the CTS is basically looking for the same things each time. So like for me, for example, I always start off by looking at structure. I always start off by looking at structure. And then again, I told you, I'm getting a little bit away from the AB equals CDs, but I would always do called equal measured move, EMM, or EM square, right? Equal measure move. Then I'd always do fibs. And then I'd always do kind of double top and, you know, the rest of the stuff that comes with that, double top, and then RSI. Right? So it built the routine of always looking at the same thing each way all the time. And that went right into my identify, my predict. Running out of space here, my decide, right? And it flowed right under my IPDE. So it was a bigger process followed by a smaller process. And it just allowed me to ignore the noise. So like I was no longer looking for like, you know, flags and triangles and weird stuff in the market. I was kind of focused on what I needed. And it also, nothing slipped through the cracks, because it was like step one, structure. Step two, this. Step three, that. Step three, that. And it gave me a lot of, you know, we all talk about confidence and routines. It gave me a lot of confidence in my trading, because I was no longer like, oh, what if I miss this? What if I miss that? I had written down and I knew exactly the things that I'm supposed to focus on. And because of that, I ignored all the other stuff in the market. And we know there's so much stuff in the market, right? There's so much other stuff in the market that it's easy to get distracted and be like, oh my gosh, what's that? Look at that candle. Ooh, look at that. So it allowed me to focus on only what I was supposed to focus on, and I never got distracted because it's hard to get distracted when you're following a set checklist. So that was the biggest thing I found about the CTS is it gave me a set routine in my trading. It wasn't necessarily the parts, because the parts are customizable, but it was how I flowed, and that follows right under the IPDE, the identify, predict, decide, execute. And again, that's I don't trade CTS anymore, but that same routine has stuck with me 10 years later, just because it's ingrained, and I think it's good, because again, there's so much in the market, and it's easy to get distracted, and especially if you're on social media and watching other traders, or you're here in the live room and you see me talking about all this stuff that doesn't mean anything to you. It's hard to have that tunnel vision, but it's necessary to focus on your focus. Toby said that is very helpful. Explain that way. Thanks, man. I like that as a way. Yeah, give it a try. And again, and again, it doesn't even have to be CTS, and that's just what we called it because we had that quantifiable checklist. But it can just you can write it down as like my trading routine, right? Always look for structure first. Always look for even handled number, like whatever it may be for you. Like try writing it out. I spoke to a trader the other day who was struggling with trading. And the answer was very simple. He was like, I'm struggling with trading. I don't have consistency, blah, 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 blah. What can you say to help me? What can you do to help me? And I asked him, I said, do you have a routine? He's like, no. I said, well, that's why you're all over the place, right? You're doing this one day, then doing this the other day. Like, you don't have a routine. You don't have a routine. I see the same thing with my kids. Parents, you know what I'm talking about, parents, right? When my kids have a routine, when it's like, hey, wake up, yeah, brush your teeth, yeah, or eat breakfast, brush your teeth, take off your pajamas, put on your clothes, right? They run in a much more productive fashion when they have a routine, when it's this, 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 this. And we had times where we had like a little calendar checklist and like, you know, you do one thing and you put a sticker on it and blah, 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 right? Little rewards there. But when they don't have a routine, when it's like, they can do whatever they want. They're just like spread out on the couch. Just, what do I do now? Rah, right? It's crazy. Like they get weird. They get weird. Like, what are you supposed to do? Rah, right? So then we go back to that written routine. Like, here's your daily calendar. What does it say to do next? And it makes it a game. Cause now it's like, again, it's like checking the boxes versus, rah, right? But it's just dead fish on the couch. So yeah, having a routine, give it a try. It will keep you consistent. And then like anything, when you do it for a certain period of time, you know, usually 30 to 45 days, especially 90 days, if you have a bad routine or a bad habit you're trying to crack, it becomes part of your normal life. And then you'll notice that you don't even need that checklist anymore. Like Toby's no longer looking in at the wall behind him saying, hey, okay, what do I do next? Now you're just running on autopilot. And then as you spoke about before, when you're running on autopilot, and you're using less brain space to kind of focus on the same things, now you start to see those little hidden things where now you're like, huh, I didn't see that before, because now you have more brain space available to look at it. So yeah, that was the most valuable part of the CTS for me, especially as a wild trader who was kind of doing different things every single day. It gave me that strict routine to follow, which was very helpful in the beginning of my trading career. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hopefully I'm putting this out before this starts, but on March 25th, we are hosting a 1 week free trading workshop, right? Our workshops are awesome. They are 100% free, 100% online. We recommend that you attend live. It's a much better atmosphere. When you do, you can ask questions and kind of interact with a great community of traders. But if you can't make it live, or if you just want to review them later, the whole thing is recorded. That way you can view it at your leisure. So mark your calendars, March 25th. At the time of recording this, we don't have a name or any information for you, but if you stay in the loop, if you check out www.tier1trading.com, and of course the podcast and the weekend videos and all the stuff we do online, you'll hear about it and you'll find out when you can sign up. All right, see you then.